Jesus was actually passing through Jericho when he met this man. And it is one of the most interesting stories in the Bible, because when I read it, I feel like it's almost talking to me about the times we feel unworthy. And Zacchaeus is spectacular because he isn't like other characters who've encountered Jesus. He wasn't called, as the disciples were, and he wasn't suffering with an affliction. But he's special because he was an average man, just an average man. And he was short, and people recognised him perhaps by his size. But maybe you know people who are identified by a physical characteristic. And in that, we can make severe judgments. We look, we see, and within a couple of nanoseconds, we've made judgment. And we all do it, even though we say we don't. So that is something to work on, or Christ can work on in us over the years. I'd just been talking to Clyde earlier, and he's in a period of a spirit of boldness that Christ is giving him to be able to witness to people that are the most unlikely. And revival comes when we talk to the people that are the most unlikely to, in our eyes, to follow Jesus. And here we were with Zacchaeus. Have a chat with Clyde, he'll tell you. He's got a few testimonies from this week. The sad reality is, in Western culture, that we assign value to a person often based on physical appearance. And Jesus called Zacchaeus by his name. He wasn't interested in the physical. It was his name. He knew him. And that's how we should relate to people, that God can relate to all people in all ways. God knows our name. And the Bible says in Numbers 6:25 that God desires his face to shine upon you. A shining face is a beautiful description of someone who is happy to see you. I'll often pop round to Freya and Charlie, and I'm usually greeted with a wonderful smile. And doesn't that make you feel good? It doesn't have to be a grandchild. It's just somebody you can relate to, and you feel really happy that you can share your smile, which is free. And God is waiting for us to turn to him so that he can shower his love upon our soul and to make his face shine upon our face. In Numbers, we hear of that. There's a beautiful song that tells us of that. So Jesus made eye contact with Zacchaeus, spoke to him, communicated he was glad to see him. Wasn't an interruption, which is another thing to bear in mind. Let's not rush it when we're witnessing. Let's not think, oh yeah, but I've really got to do that, because God can equip us to have supernatural time. I know I've witnessed that. You've probably witnessed it, people nodding. Don't think I'm going to run out of time, because it's worth the time that you spend. He always has time for us that seek him. And I feel that when I was thinking about this quite strongly, that Jesus looks at us a lot. He knows everything. He knows our heart. He knows everything about us. He wants to spend that time. It blows our mind to think of all the people in this world, and yet he still loves us as an individual and who we are. And he's still ready to accept when we say sorry for what we've done. Zacchaeus climbed the tree to get a look at Jesus, but he did want Jesus to look at him. And Christ did look. He was a chief tax collector, which means high up the rank. And often we look at people's ranking, their status. How many times do we say, what do you do, instead of, who are you? Because it's safe, because it's easy. And then the judgment comes again. It's worth thinking about those people that sit on the streets. Many of them would have had status in different ways in their lives, but they're still God's children. They still deserve us to be kind to them. The Bible doesn't say much about Zacchaeus' personal life, other than that he's a tax collector. But it probably had problems. It would have been lucrative. He would have had the opportunity to be corrupt and greedy, but it wasn't easy because everyone in town hated you. You lived under constant stress because you were working for the Roman Empire. And they had a reputation of executing any of their hired helps if you fell out of favour. Leaders in the empire even killed their own family when they fell out of favour. But he was a tax collector, and Jesus saw the man behind the position, sought to build that relationship with him, and went to his house for dinner. Most of the characters in the Bible experience a call from Christ, either as a personal invitation or through the public preaching of Jesus. Others sought Jesus because they had a problem and they wanted it healed. But because he was a successful businessman, he probably got it more or less sussed in his head. He'd worked hard, he'd moved up the success ladder, he'd earned the title of chief, he was wealthy. He didn't have really any observable need, but he was curious, and that's how faith starts. How many of us have started just by curiosity? We're just curious to read the Bible. We're just curious to talk to someone who knows Christ. And we're curious that that person seems to be a lot happier than some others. So we ask a question or two. The Bible says God has set eternity in our hearts. Ecclesiastes 3:10. He's set it in the soul of every human being. Every human being. To have a desire to connect. Some fight it all their lives. Some ignore it, some deny it, but the scripture is clear. Human beings are mind, body, and soul. Spiritual beings with no amount of worldly success or possessions that can satisfy us, because our deepest longing is to know God, even when we really don't even know it. So, as a church, we have to be open and loving and gracious. Accepting, it's a long list, and it's not easy. And that's why we're in fellowship with each other, because each of us have got gifts and callings that complement each other, so we can work harder in unity. They need Jesus. Those people that who've never heard, they need him. And if people connect with Christ as Zacchaeus did, that soul will be replenished. And it's a lost and dying world, so we have a job here to do. We've got to get out there and do it. Jesus made a bold declaration to Zacchaeus. He said, "Salvation has come to your house." So he was saved. He was born again. He didn't purchase his salvation by giving money to the poor, although that was very good of him to give that money. His actions just reveal a life transformed by an encounter with Christ. He became concerned about others when he'd never been concerned about others. He wasn't splurging on selfish desires anymore or accumulating possessions or material wealth. But Zacchaeus didn't change his job. He changed his heart. Christ changed his heart. He continued being a tax collector, and he continued collecting taxes, but in an honourable way. So he used his job as an opportunity to give glory to God from then on. You don't have to be a minister to follow God with your whole heart. Whatever job God's given you, even if you're retired, you've got a job. Something's happening, you're doing something. When that happens, you know that's what Christ has given you, and he will equip you. So I just finally wanted to conclude that he overcomes several obstacles to encounter Christ. Zacchaeus encountered many obstacles. He was in a crowd. He could quite easily have given up. He could quite easily have never reached the top of that stepladder. But he managed it. So he faced obstacles like we do when we're trying to meet with Christ. And that gives us the empathy and the sympathy to understand why others find it so hard. We often feel we're not recognised like Zacchaeus. I don't know how many of you might go to work and think, or with your family and think, They're not really noticing me. I'm not really important. And some people even feel invisible if anyone knows they exist. But we've got to remember that Christ knows us. He knows us by name. He knows our heart. He formed us wonderfully and fearfully in our mother's womb. And Zacchaeus couldn't ignore the longing in his soul that drove him into the presence of Christ. So finally, you might have heard this saying, to reach the fruit of a tree, you must go out on a limb. We'll hear the bit about out on a limb, but that is a proverb. To reach the fruit of the tree, you must go out on a limb. And that's what Zacchaeus did. The salvation he wanted, he was prepared to put himself in a rather precarious and vulnerable position. Christ doesn't call us to be comfortable. Be uncomfortable, be bold, proclaim the gospel and don't be ashamed of it. Because God wants you to know the fullness and abundance of life that he's given you. Amen.